Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump began a three-day campaign swing through critical battleground states today. Here he is in Muskegon, Michigan.
I'd like to speak with you today about one of the most vital issues in this race. You know what it is? It's the radical left's plan to erase American history, purge American values, and destroy the American way of life. And that's what they're trying to do. You see it every day. That's what they're trying to do. We're not going to let that happen.
He again criticized Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for restrictions designed to curb the coronavirus. That prompted the crowd to chant, "Lock her up." 13 men are charged with planning to kidnap her. She said the president's rhetoric has put herself and her family in danger. Trump then held a rally in Jamestown, Wisconsin, again attracting a large crowd. Both Michigan and Wisconsin are experiencing a surge in the coronavirus. Democrat Joe Biden had no public events today. Women's rights activists marched in Washington, D.C. and around the country today in opposition to President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the marches were also a get-out-the-vote rally.
Barring some surprise, Senate Republicans have the votes to push through Judge Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation before Election Day. Progressive activists are using the moment to remind Democratic voters to turn out for the November election. Here's Jenny Lawson of Planned Parenthood Votes speaking in Washington, D.C.
It is not hyperbole to say that everything is on the line this November. We cannot afford four more years of this administration attacking our access to reproductive health care and rights.
Wearing masks, thousands of demonstrators marched to the National Mall. Outside the Supreme Court, anti-abortion rights activists and other groups demonstrated in support of Judge Barrett. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
A fourth wildfire is now burning in Colorado. Haley Sanchez of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Massive smoke plumes and flames were visible in northern Colorado. State environmental regulators say the air quality is unhealthy. Another fire has been burning for a month nearby in Larimer County. Known as the Cameron Peak Fire, it is the largest wildfire in Colorado state history, burning more than 187,000 acres. Colorado's Department of Transportation asked people not to take unnecessary trips around both fire areas. Two other fires are burning around the state but have been deemed under control. For NPR News, I'm Haley Sanchez in Denver.
Investigators are trying to determine what caused an explosion in a strip mall in Harrisonburg, Virginia this morning. Officials say five people were injured and the shopping center was destroyed. This is NPR News. Police in Mesa, Arizona are looking for the person who fired on families who were eating dinner outside last night. Officials say seven people were injured, including a one-year-old child who is in critical condition. More than 20,000 future doctors started medical school in the U.S. this fall, but things are different in 2020 as the country contends with systemic racism and the coronavirus pandemic. That's led to a change in how incoming medical students begin their studies at the University of Pittsburgh. Sarah Bowden at member station WESA has more.
First-year medical students often write and recite their own versions of the Hippocratic Oath, which dates back to the 5th century BCE. But the oath written by the Pittsburgh students includes references to very recent events. It explicitly mentions Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the many deaths from COVID-19. Sean Sweat helped write the oath. She says doctors must confront how racism affects patients.
This pandemic has wreaked a lot of havoc on minority populations. It's also revealed the many gaps that are in the medical field.
Sweat says it's up to her and all doctors to fix those gaps. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden in Pittsburgh.
University of Florida coach Dan Mullen says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this month, he had said he wanted to pack the Gators stadium with 90,000 fans for the game against LSU, despite the pandemic. Florida's had at least 21 players and coaches test positive. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.